Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 15. Do you have what it takes to be a successful business owner? Some of the skills you developed in the corporate world will serve you well as an entrepreneur. And you'll also experience new challenges and new situations that require you to grow and develop new skills. This game is played with the currency of resilience, my friend. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for second guessing or procrastination. Done is better than perfect. So buckle up and let's explore the multifaceted mindset required to be successful as an entrepreneur. Welcome back to Life After Corporate, my friend. And if this is your first time that you're catching our show, welcome home. I hope you find exactly what you've been craving here in this conversation. And this is where we meet each other each week to talk about how to take a big idea and turn it into a profitable business so that you can be in control of how you spend your time, how you earn your money, and the impact that you make through the work that you do. And today we're exploring your greatest asset as an entrepreneur, and that's also your greatest liability. And stay till the end because I have a big invitation for you that I know you'll want to hear. So you've heard these sayings, I'm sure. You are what you think. Your thoughts become your reality. And if you believe it, you can be it. And you know what? All of that is true. But how can you actually develop the mindset of a successful entrepreneur? And it's more complicated than that. So I'm breaking that question down into three parts. One, the skills you bring with you from the corporate world that continue to serve you well. Two, the skills that aren't transferred with you from the corporate world that need to be developed. And three, the limiting beliefs that will get in your way and that need to be overcome in order for you to be successful. Sound good? It is. And in the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, we work on our mindset throughout our journey because if we didn't, you'd likely stop and give up before you got any real traction. And when you work with me, my friend, giving up is not an option. The Launch Lab is about growing and developing new skills and leaving behind habits you no longer need and don't serve you or your business. So let's start with the skills that you bring with you that serve you well as an entrepreneur. What comes to my mind first is goal setting, planning, analytics and metrics. So even if you're a solopreneur, you won't accomplish much of anything unless you set clear and definable goals. And a goal without a plan is wishful thinking. So breaking down that goal into smaller steps and realizing what the timing is and what needs to happen in sequence is a critical skill for you to continue to practice as a business owner. And it's equally important to pause every month and certainly every quarter to assess how you did, determine what you will measure up front. And if you have certain sales goals, what do you have to do to meet that goal? For example, maybe you have a year-long program or a group program that you enroll in quarterly. Understanding your metrics is really key to your success so that you do the right things in order to enroll clients. So when I open up the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, I know that during that period of enrollment, I am amplifying my message. I am showing up live on Facebook. I am showing up on LinkedIn and video. I am doing webinars. I'm talking about the Launch Lab, and I am showcasing the value that people get in working with me. If I don't do that, then I don't get people in the Launch Lab. So, you know, it becomes super important to understand your revenue goal is just a number. And without an action plan to back up that number, you just have a wishful thinking strategy. So this is where predictable revenue starts, and predictable revenue, being able to turn on that flow of revenue into your business, is a critical skill. The other skills you bring with you as a leader are the organizational skills. You know how to manage your time, and hopefully you also know how to manage your resources. The managerial skills of delegation and communicating your expectations to your staff or virtual team when you first start out is super important. Having standard processes, regular staff meetings. Every Monday, I meet with Kim, who's my number one and my right arm, on what actions we've got planning this week. So she's the one who sets up all the webinars. She sets up all the lead pages. She sets up all my emails. She promotes the podcast. Without Kim, my marketing doesn't work. So we have a staff meeting every Monday so that we're in alignment on what we're going to accomplish this week. There are also skills that you won't naturally carry with you from corporate that you need to develop because you didn't have to use these skills in corporate. But developing these skills ensures that you've built resiliency in your business. And we'll talk about resiliency over and over again. And these are the skills that include creative problem solving, and stick-to-itiveness when things don't work out the way you expect them to. So it's important that when a launch doesn't go the way you thought it would, or you give a talk and it doesn't have the same impact that you wanted it to have, that you can creatively problem solve what worked well, what you liked best, and what you want to change the next time you offer that course, or you offer that talk, or you do that webinar, or you record that podcast. What is it that you want to do better next time? The second skill is options thinking. There's typically more than one way to launch a business, a product or service, or to market your services. So what options are available to you? Sometimes when you first get started, there's a lot of trial and error. And just because one strategy didn't work doesn't mean you need to scrap the entire project. So to sum it up, the skills in this category all align to resilience. Being a successful business owner means you're also balancing reliance on your own intuition with data from the outside. So it's great to look to experts for answers, and it's also great to disrupt the status quo by innovating what was working well to something that works even better. So creativity, resilience, stick-to-itiveness, all of those are critical skills that you need to develop. And to do that, you need to trust yourself and have confidence in your actions. So did I say entrepreneurship isn't for the faint of heart? Confidence isn't necessarily something that everyone was born with or that everyone has cultivated, but it becomes super important as you venture out on this entrepreneurial journey. And this is why some companies grow so much faster than others. If you as a leader can't have confidence in your decisions and actions, you may meander along and that will hurt your profitability. Resilience also means that when you do a launch and you hear crickets, when you do a launch and you launch a program, you open up your shopping cart and no one buys, it means you don't take it personally. You know that opening up your program for enrollment is only the very first step in your sales process. It's not the last word. You got to keep on keeping on, my friend. Your audience is watching you. They want to know how committed you are to your business and your mission. So there are people that are on your list that are going to your events. They're reading your social media feeds, and they might be watching you and listening to you for months before they ever decide to do business with you. So you keep on keeping on. They want to know how committed you are to your business and your mission. You don't just say, hey, come on and join me. And if no one signs up right then and there, you pack up your toys and go home. Resilience, my friend. Resilience. I think this entire show could have been built around that one key word, is resilience. So now as you move down this path, there are some things that you absolutely must let go of. The first is comparing yourself to others. Think about it. Does anything ever good come from comparing? You either come out on top or you don't stack up. Either way, it's a judgment call. You are either judging someone else or you're turning your judgment on yourself. Ouch. So if you see something that someone else does well or something they've achieved, it's only your inner desire calling to do that for yourself. It's your inner voice saying, oh, I want that too. I want to have that. I want to experience that. And that is a beautiful and clarifying thing. And for those of you who have the perfection gene, and you know who you are, please realize that no one is perfect. So I once heard a story about Persian rug makers who would take years to make a royal creation for the prince and would intentionally weave flaws into the carpet because only God was perfect. And for some reason, I took that story. I've never forgotten that story. And I took comfort in the concept, true or not, that I wasn't required to be perfect. And from then on, I focused on just showing up and getting the thing done. And if there was some imperfection that I wove into this process, then I was okay with that because I'm not required to be perfect. And this result was always positive for me. If I just showed up, if I just got the thing done, I always got a new client or a positive review or someone or new people who are following me. Any action is better than no action. Your business can't grow if you're too busy perfecting your product or perfecting your message before you launch. And, you know, it's impossible anyway. Every offering has its flaws. And that's why we spend time launching programs with our clients so that we can then learn the process of what's working so we can do more of that. And what's not working, we can cut out of the process. So, of course, the other side of the perfectionism gene is procrastination. That's when you delay and delay and delay because you don't feel ready, because it feels hard. And when in my experience, it's really best to sit down and just do that shitty first draft. If you have ever read the book Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott, you know what I mean. Just sit down at the desk, set a timer, and work in sprints. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to sit down and get it done. And in full transparency, that's what I'm doing right now. Writing the notes to this podcast was a sprint because I have a commitment to you. I made a commitment to you when I launched the show, and I made a commitment to myself that I'd be consistent. And it might not be perfect, but if you get one idea, one new practice that moves your business to the next level or gives you increased confidence or gives you a future direction, then it's all worth it. And that's what I'm here for. So the last thing you need to get over is not feeling comfortable selling. If you're not selling, you're not serving. And when you first start out, you are the number one salesperson in your business. And you need to get help and find a way to sell that feels authentic to you and that works. So if you're coaching and consulting in your sales calls and you're not bringing your prospects to a place of deciding if they want help or if they want to go it alone, that's the only goal of a sales call, is to get your prospects to the place of, do they want help? And do they want help from you? Or do they want to go it alone? It's not your place to coach or consult in a sales call, because when you do, you leave them with the feeling that they have the answer and they know what to do. And when you do that, and you know that they can't walk away and actually accomplish what they could accomplish if they were working with you, you do them a huge disservice and you rob them of the experience of working with you and getting the result that they would get if you work together, and you rob yourself of the income that you could use right now to grow your business and support your lifestyle. So, wow, that was a lot of ground to cover in one podcast. And I still have a final word for you, my friend, and that's fear. Fear is your number one enemy as an entrepreneur and something you need to learn to deal with at all costs. So fear is sticky, it's slippery, it's hard to get rid of. There's no expunging it forever, but you can learn to dance with it. And life after corporate is a fulfilling and rewarding journey. I was speaking on a panel today with Ambassador Susan Johnson Cook, and she was asking me about my life after corporate journey. And I made the leap in 2013, and truthfully, I have never looked back. And I had the launch skills to bring me to this place. I knew how to launch products and programs. It was my skill in the corporate world that I had developed over 20 years. And I know you may not be a launch expert, and there may be some of these skills around building resiliency in your business that you don't feel quite capable of right now. And I invite you to learn with me. The Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs is open for enrollment. And if you're just making the leap and want to get clients to start paying you for your services, by building a solid business foundation, a solid business engine that supports your growth and lifestyle, then this is for you. And this is also for you if you've been at your business for a couple of years and you're still struggling with getting clients and you don't know if it's your product, your pricing, your messaging, or maybe all three. So you can apply for your spot at the Launch Lab at http://launchlabaccelerator.com. That's launchlabaccelerator.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. So this is a small group experience where you will emerge with a clear strategy on your market, your services, your messaging, and your money model. And since you are a Life After Corporate listener, when you join the Launch Lab, you get a super big bonus from me, a business breakthrough session, which is a one-on-one session with me where we plot out together your course to creating a business and life that you love. We only have 12 spots for the Launch Lab, and three are already filled as of this recording. So don't procrastinate. Now is not a time to procrastinate. Be bold and confident in making the best move for you and your business right now. And head over to launchlabaccelerator.com to apply. That's it for now, my friend. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.